good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And my name's Harry Miller.
Wait, what? Ooh.
Do you have some sort of record that could scratch there, John?
Anybody? Do you remember me? I used to work for the law firm.
That's right.
Well, good morning, everybody.
This is a special Saturday.
Yes, it is.
You know, my wife and I were in town this week and saw David at the Herzog Law Firm Christmas party on Thursday night. It was what a blast that party was, David. You and your wife.
It was a good party. It was a good venue.
It was a great place to have the party, and the food was absolutely delicious.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely great. Yeah. Well,
forget all that. John, Miller is in studio.
I know. I was in here. He walked right in and said hello, and it's like, Harry, like, am I dreaming?
I gave no preview.
No, not at all. But you did tell me about the Christmas party coming up this past week.
Yeah.
So I should have known. Yeah.
Well, so good morning, everyone. Harry and I are. Harry's an attorney still. I don't care what anyone says.
I'm still a lawyer.
Absolutely.
Just retired, you know.
And as far as I'm concerned, we are two of the attorneys at the Herzog Law Firm. And, well, Harry may not be here every Saturday, but feels like I am. And we're here to talk about estate planning and elder law. It's a call in show, and you can reach us at 518-476-5900 if you just want to say hi to Harry.
Yeah, rare chance to do that right now. So
you can do whatever you want. You could give him a piece of your mind if you feel like it, I suppose.
Yes, but I must tell you, I have had so many well-wishing cards from clients, radio listeners, since I retired and moved to North Carolina.
That's great.
I've gotten a couple dozen notes and cards from people, just really very heartening to me.
Well, it's weird how it works,
after
Harry.
49 years of
that's what I was going to say. You do 49 years of helping people, and they tend to be thankful. Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely.
Well, Harry, you know, I have a question for you because earlier this year I went to Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yes.
And I called into the radio show from there. And I was surprised that on my drive to a location where I could have good cell service and everything, I must have passed two senior living facilities. And I was like, man, they're everywhere. And some of them had the same names as ones that are local to our area.
Oh, that's
where
true.
It's like bigger chains.
Yeah. Well, they're large chains,
And I got to ask, in North Carolina, you know, do you on the radio hear a commercial about estate planning? Do you see a billboard? Are there senior livings all over the place?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in the community, we live in a place called Farrington Village, which is a couple miles south of Chapel Hill, downtown Chapel Hill. It takes me 15 minutes to get into downtown Chapel Hill. Right on the grounds of Farrington Village is a place called Galloway Ridge. Galloway Ridge is what's called a CCRC.
CCRC.
They are very popular in the South, a continuing care retirement community.
Oh, okay.
There are very few of them in New York.
What is it, like a campus type of
are you kidding? These units start about in the low 400s and go up to about $1.2 million, all right?
Okay.
They have 50 villas. You can buy a separate detached cottage. And it's very much like the ones here. You know, you pay an entrance fee for your apartment or your unit, and I think they have two refunds. You can either elect a 50% refund option, or what they do is they'll amortize your fee over a 48-month period.
So it sounds like you've done some research on this, Harry.
Everybody down there gets on the waiting list. Some of these places have a waiting list of 7 or 8 years.
Well, it's nice to hear that everyone everywhere realizes they need to be a little proactive and downsize. If nothing else, we had our normal holiday shows, pre-holiday shows, talking about what to look for when you're visiting mom and dad. And stairs.
Really, seriously. You know.
Yeah, stairs are a thing, and I would assume a lot of those villas are just one level designed for aging.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, this place has like three dining rooms. It has it's an entirely fit-out workshop. There are all sorts of activities, things. There's a library. It's absolutely gorgeous. There's another one called Carolina Meadows. It's about a couple miles from us. There's a brand new one being built right outside of Farrington. The construction in North Carolina is astonishing.
I can imagine.
Cannot build housing fast enough. south of us, about 5 miles south of us in the town of Pittsburgh, they are developing, they bought about 2,500, 3,500 acres of land. They are going to build 22,000 houses and apartments there in the next 10 years.
Wow.
That seems like a lot of houses.
It will not, in 5 years, you won't know what Pittsburgh won't look. It's yeah. a little town. It might be a little smaller than Cahoes.
Wow. All right, well.
It's going to be a big town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I mentioned, you know, you have to be proactive on these things. And one of the ways you could be proactive is by certainly, you know, creating an estate plan, doing a trust, a Medicaid asset protection trust. Other ways to be proactive above and beyond that is, you know, when there are signs of illness and long-term illness, getting ahead of it, starting to organize care, maybe applying for community Medicaid, things like that. There's, you know, the firm's been very busy the last 6 months, Harry, since you went down North Carolina. And what we're seeing a lot of is a lot of like a rush of people who dealt with a long-term care scenario for their parents. And I'd like to think I'm wonderful, Harry, but when someone comes in and says, this is what I dealt with my mom, this is what I don't want to have my kids deal with, I want to do this kind of trust, and they did their research, it's kind of hard not to you know, be a decent attorney then.
It is. And you have to, I think one of the things I'm finding down there, because where we are, there are a good deal of retired people there. I find that many people, not only the people who are neighbors in different communities there, I mean, in Farington, there's probably 2,500 homes built in small residential. Our little street has like 35 houses on it. But what I'm finding is people and also their children very often are in denial about their parents and the level of care they need. And they're resisting assistance. They are resisting looking at an independent living. Because if you need assisted living, some of these places, you have to be independently mobile, you know, functional in order to go there. And then if you're there, you can graduate. I don't know if it's graduated. You can move to assisted living or to nursing home care if the need comes for you to have those kinds of services.
That's nice to have that kind of continuity and certain, you know, like that campus feel. You know, I have a family friend whose parent is very clearly dealing with some things. And I would, from my non-medical degree perspective, would say that it seems like from other clients we've dealt with that it's in the dementia tree somewhere in there.
Yeah, you and I are not medical people. Yeah. We are not doctors, but we have seen enough cross-section of people, let's say, north of 70, and we can certainly recognize the symptoms of the beginning of cognitive disability.
Yeah, and just in that hour consultation or signing and whatnot. Not, you know, not doom and gloom necessarily, but the start of something. Anyway, finally, this family friend reached out over the last couple of weeks about starting the conversation and having a meeting, like a more formal. And, you know, kind of in talking to me about it, was tiptoeing about around what's going on and finally got the words out, you know, we think it might be the beginning of dementia. And my first thought, Harry, was this ain't the beginning of anything. This has been going on for a while. I've noticed it, but I'm obviously keeping my mouth shut.
And that usually happens that way, too. Other people outside of your immediate family notice it before you do.
Yeah. And John, you know, in a world where there are no look-back periods, well, then you could wait. But in a world where 5 years could be the difference between saving your, you know, everything you worked hard for or not, you can't just wait until it's really, really noticeable. You got to start
I had a situation. I was asked to help a neighbor of mine. He had a friend who lived in our community. Her husband died about 4 or 5 years ago. Somehow or other, this guy finagled his way into her life, married her, and over the course of less than a year, he and his daughter finagled her out of slightly over $1 million of assets.
And this happens.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't believe it, but I believe
she has, She is a widow. She has no children. She has a brother who lives in London and a sister who lives in South Africa.
Wow.
She has
not a lot of close contacts.
These are friends, a couple. They know her because the guy I play poker with, he's in my poker group. We play poker together twice a month. His wife is also British.
You're reporting all your winnings, right, Harry?
Well, let me
or
tell
deducting
you,
your
let
losses.
Me tell you, David, 2 weeks ago, I lost $3, and that's a really bad night in my poker group.
Oh, that's funny.
Harry has a phone call.
Oh, oh boy.
Hello? From down in Dutchess County, it's Howard. Howard, good morning.
Howard.
Yes, good morning. How are you, Harry?
I'm good, Howard. How are you?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. How is your lovely wife?
She's doing well,
excellent.
And she says hello. We were very happy to hear you when we put on the show this morning.
Yeah, well, it's great. I haven't been up here. My wife and I, we moved down around the 1st of July, and actually, this is the first time we've been back to the Capital District.
You know, Howard, I'm here too, by the way, just so you know.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry.
How's it going?
But I don't talk to Harry too often. But
yeah, please, I'm just sitting here smiling. Go ahead, guys.
He's good. How's your son? Son doing okay?
He's doing excellent.
He was interested in the EMS, right? He's still in that track?
He's in that track with U.S. Coast Guard.
Oh, wow. Well,
and
actually, you know, it's interesting because Monday and Tuesday, my wife and I are going to, we have dear friends who live in New London, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, their house is practically next door to the Coast Guard Academy. And he's a retired professor at Connecticut College. He taught Italian Renaissance history for 30 years. And they're very good friends. She's actually my wife's best friend from high school. So we're going to see that in a couple
excellent.
Of days early in the week.
That's excellent.
Great.
Well, I just wanted to call and wish you and your wife a very, happy holiday season and health and a little wealth wouldn't hurt.
Thank you. Thank you, Howard.
Thanks, Howard.
I actually bought my Powerball ticket on the way to the station this morning.
You never know.
Yeah, try your luck, waste your
buck,
right?
Yeah, you can't win if you don't fly.
That's true.
Take care,
Howard. Great talking to you.
Take care,
Howard.
You too.
All right,
thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice to hear from Howard.
That's great.
Harry, I gotta say, you have one of the greatest memories I've ever seen.
It's slipping a little bit, David. I'll tell you.
I remember small details about clients and so on, but I need triggers. I need to see the file, and it's like, oh, this and this and this and this and this. You're just like
well,
that.
You know, it's Howard.
It's
Howard, they're really super client. They're family. I've been helping them for a long time. And for many years, they've come in to see me and stuff like that.
Harry, I know that.
I remember, you know.
I know Irene from Albany, who probably is listening, can give you a call right now. And you know every detail as well.
I hope she's listening.
I know she's listening.
I hope she's listening because I miss her.
Yeah.
And actually, when I got down, I caught her.
Yeah.
A couple of clients I called because I know they were kind of upset that I was leaving and retiring and stuff. And
how dare you, Harry? Retire.
Well, you know what they say about old lawyers. They never retire. They just lose their appeal.
Oh, boy.
That's funny.
Bad lawyer joke.
Well, so, Harry, we got about maybe 45 seconds before the break, but we went back to doing our first in-person seminars.
Oh, wow.
We were at the Staybridge Suites, in Colony Center.
And
we were in Clifton Park, and maybe 60, 70 people came between the different seminars.
That's a good crowd.
Yeah. And, Phil did one and Jamie Marie, myself.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how nice it was. I know how much you loved in person. It's so much better in person.
Absolutely.
Really.
Zoom and I never hit it off too well.
Yeah.
You were always looking at the wrong part of the screen.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But with the COVID and stuff, I'm always looking. I'm not looking at that. And it's, that's really super because that's always. That was one of the most fun things about the law firm practice there's nothing like face-to-face interaction.
And it's a special area of law. It's unlike any other area where you really do develop these personal relationships. And, when Howard calls, Howard, his story.
Right.
And because Howard has trusted you with his story. So we'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany, Clifton Park, or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
And we're back. Good morning. I'm Dave Kubikin.
And I'm Harry Miller.
You have to say "the" before you say Harry Miller.
No. You can say that. I don't say that.
Been pretty fun so far.
Yeah. John Gabriel and the Harry Miller.
I haven't been on. I'm a little rusty. I haven't been on the show in
quite a while.
No,
you're not rusty at all. You're not rusty at all. You're great.
I mean, between the two of you, I can't even. I mean, your radio voices are something else.
I was a bit offended. My wife said the other day that she compared me to like a wind-up toy where you just wind him up and he just keeps talking on and on and on.
might be a good analogy, actually, Harry.
Oh, boy.
You know. My wife was talking to me the other day. So it was two things.
It was great to see Donna. She looked fantastic.
She is. Yeah, she is.
It looks like North Carolina is suiting her.
Yes. Well, I tell you, you can't beat the weather down there. I must tell you, it's just we have a lot of sunny days down there that we don't have up here.
Yeah, very nice.
But there are other great things about being here.
Well, I think we all thank you, or the ones that don't ski and like snow, thank you for bringing some of that North Carolina winter weather here, because it's going to be about 58 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went, 3 weeks ago, we went to the, have you ever been to the Biltmore over in Asheville, western North Carolina?
No.
Biltmore is the largest.
I've driven by it.
It's the largest privately owned house in America. It's 175,000 square foot.
I think I've seen pictures.
It was built by the Vanderbilt family.
They built the New York
Central Railroad, and they still own it, the Vanderbilt family. It's not as big. It's small by comparison. Buckingham Palace is 750,000 square feet. It's five times the size of the Biltmore. Now the Biltmore has
Harry, do you remember
75
when
bedrooms?
Do you remember when I said your memory is like a steel trap and you remember every detail about everything?
All right, well, let's go on and talk about
this.
This is what
I'm talking about.
I know
right
we're going to we're getting a square footage.
You know the square footage.
There were 90 Christmas trees inside the house. It's absolutely gorgeous at Christmas time. It really is. Yeah. Pretty. Anyway, let's talk about estate planning.
Well, I want to talk about a fact pattern that we've brought up before, and it's unfortunately a all too common one, and this one hits a little closer to home for me and my family. So, we get older, and we keep getting older, and then one day we stop getting older. That's how it works. There's no way around it. Right.
Let's not talk about stop getting older right away.
At the first half, Harry and I briefly talked about how you really want to be proactive. You don't want to wait too long. And in a world of look-back periods, you really can't afford to do that because it is so expensive to do things last second. And in our family, we had a fact pattern where it was very clear that there was a dementia diagnosis out there, but the family was a little tight about it and wasn't really opening up about what was going on. And by the time we did, or we officially learned about it, at that point we said, all right, we did all the things you would expect. Powers of attorney. Mm-hmm. We did a trust. We funded the trust. We got the clock ticking on look backs. Yep. We even applied successfully for home care to get about 14 hours a day of help at home.
Through the Medicaid system?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, did everything we have to do, and as you would imagine, sometimes families are not very willing to accept help. They want to take care of their spouse. We see this all the time, and I look in the conference room, Harry, and I look at husband 6'3", wife is 5'6", and she's saying she's going to take care of him when he falls. It's like that's not going to happen.
You can't lift a 220-pound rock. And you're going to tear your rotator cuff, or worse.
Harry, it's not a long-term solution. There's no way.
You can't do it.
And so what ended up happening is that we got the hours of care. The care was never implemented. And then COVID-19 happened and the world kind of shut down. And it turned into one of those fact patterns where wife is taking care of husband 24/7.
Right.
And if husband's not sleeping, wife's not sleeping. Right. And on and on and on. And it's developed and developed into the worst part of a fact pattern where caregiver predeceases the person who needs
the care.
Yeah.
It and happens more frequently than you might imagine.
And, you know, I'd like to think that somewhat you could control some things in life and you could control stress levels. And maybe if you have more help, you're less likely to, you know, pass away all of a sudden because, you know, I think maybe everything connects, maybe it doesn't, maybe everything happens for a reason, et cetera. But what the reality was when caregiver passed was we have someone with advanced dementia without a caregiver, without a plan, and we got into what we call crisis planning. Mm-hmm. We also didn't get through 5 years, Harry, of the look back.
Right.
And
we started too late.
Crediting, you know, Kim Hance from our office and Mike Luisi from our office, they were able to make it all work over the last couple of years where care was 24/7, paid for through the Medicaid system in the form of a live-in that Kim was able to arrange. And a really awful fact pattern became a little less awful. It was still awful. You know, we can't get away from some of the realities out there. But we made it as good as possible. Lemonade out of lemons. And with a lot of help from, you know their son, they were able to prolong this gentleman's life as long as possible. And when I was talking to that family friend that I mentioned in the first half hour, my first thought was, we can't have another version of this. We can't have another version where caregiver leaves us before the person who needs the care, because in that order, all hell breaks loose, Harry.
It does. You can't. Planning ahead, we can't stress enough the need to plan ahead for these things, because, as you say, when they do happen, you have far fewer options, you know, to do things. And the other thing is, when these things are sitting on your doorstep, you have to get in touch with people like us who can actually guide you through. I can't tell you how many people know absolutely nothing about arranging. They don't have the first idea how to set up home care or Medicaid care through the system or even private home health care. I find people who are turning 65 or have turned 65, they don't have the faintest idea of what to do about Medicare.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
And they don't have a will, Harry, and they don't have a power of attorney. Yeah.
What's part A? What's part B? What's part C? What's part D? You've just been hammered for the last 6 weeks with ads on TV from, you know, Joe Namath to Jimmy Walker to that silly woman.
Yes, I know.
Martha. No,
yeah.
I'm that kind of call, you know.
He remembers them all, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. And people are at a loss. We can answer some of those questions for you and help you with these things. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't wait till...
No, and if you're getting ready to turn 65, you know, be aware there are things you have to do.
Sure.
Yeah, and if you sign up...
You can't forget.
If you sign up late for Medicare Part B or prescription drug Part D, guess what? You're going to be penalized the premium for the rest of your life.
Yep.
So you better know, A, the time limits to sign up, and what the choices are, because there's dozens and dozens of Part B choices and things. So, you know, just a warning out there, you know.
Well, you know, Harry, over the last couple of months, we did in October and November, we did a joint Medicare seminar, mini seminar in our office. Where we had someone come in to talk about Medicare, these different parts and some confusion and what the role of, you know, Medicare advisors play and how they get paid and so on and so forth. And then I discussed, okay, that's all great. Now, here's the 3-4 things that Medicare will not help you with. For example, home care. For example, you know, after your first 20 days or after your first 100 days of rehab, as the case may be.
Right.
all the rest of that stuff? And how do we deal with the long term, not the health care, but the long term care components? And you got to know one to know the other. And I could understand how it's all confusing, and I could understand how people want to not think about it. That all makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I am one of the greatest procrastinators in the history of procrastinators. however, that's not a plan. I'm not admitting that's that because it's a good thing. It's just
right, definitely. It's very confusing to people, and it's very important that you understand what you're doing and periodically re-reviewing these things. Estate planning is not fixed in time. It isn't like you do your will, your trust, your power of attorney. You put it in the drawer, and you never have to look at it again. You have to review these things. Even if you have a good estate plan, every 3 to 5 years, you need to review it with the lawyer who prepared. You know, you have to, and maybe you don't even have to come in for an appointment. We can review it over the phone with you if it's hard for you to get into the office or something. Things happen in life.
Yeah.
People's children grow up. They get divorced. They get remarried. They have children. Sometimes they die. Husbands, wives, the people who you named as executor of your estate 10 years ago may not be the people that you want now.
You may not like the same people
now. You may not like them. And maybe your son was only 18 years old, and now he's 32. And guess what? He can probably be your executor.
And your trustee.
Instead of your sister-in-law or your brother.
You know, John, I have to guess that someone somewhere is driving their car. They're flipping through. They just heard Harry, and they're like, oh, they're playing a rerun.
Or I've gone back in time.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Blast from the past.
Or the one they say, oh, yeah, I did a will years ago, but it isn't any good anymore. I said, really? Did you revoke it? Did you do a new will? Guess what?
You got to do it.
It's still good.
Yeah.
I mean,
well you know what, Harry, you're right. If the will is drafted by a good estate planning attorney, that will can last you the rest of your life. The things that are going to change is going to be, you know, like, look, if one of your kids, God forbid, predeceased you, your will should have covered that possibility, right? If you have more grandkids in the future, your will should have taken care of that possibility if drafted the right way. You should still come in. We should still talk about it, but probably it'll be time to go from will to trust, or from revocable trust to Medicaid trust, from Medicaid trust to, I think we need to start some home care. You know, let's get ahead of this. Yes. And there's a natural progression to it. And for some people, it speeds up a lot faster than for others. We have some, you know, more and more, Harry, more and more 95-year-olds that look 75, they stroll into the office, literally stroll in because they need no help with anything.
Absolutely.
We have more.
I had, by the way, speaking of my men's poker group in North Carolina, one of our poker group retirees, Gio, short for George. He lives around the corner from me. He came to poker last time. Gio turned 101 in November.
Oh, good.
Okay?
And he's playing poker?
And he's still playing poker.
How much money do you owe Gio at this point?
I think he cleaned house.
Wow.
Oh, man. Amazing. Well, Harry, this has been great. Anytime you want to call in, you want to prank call us, we're all for it.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Absolutely.
We've got telephones in North Carolina.
You still know the number. I know that you got it in brain.
Yeah.
All right. In your,
Everybody out there, I hope you have a great holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. And
so when's the next time you're up again? What do you think?
Don't know yet. Haven't made plans. All right. Probably spring, I would guess.
Sometime well, we expect spring. You at every firm Christmas party.
Maybe around, probably around going spring, forward. Something like that. Oh, definitely.
All right.
Hopefully, we'll have a standing invitation.
You absolutely do. It's been really nice to reminisce. And, Phil's great. Jay Marie's great. All the previous radio hosts were great.
Yeah.
There's one that was the greatest. Have a good morning, everyone.
Thank you.
Stay
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.